Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You know, I think there's a difference, Gary, if you're talking about you're playing for a bye. You know, there's been games, you know, you look at the 18 game when we're playing the Niners at the end, well, we looked at that as, all right, well, you automatically advance to the division round. That's a little bit different. Fortunately for us, you know, and it was different last year because we had a wild card that that seed could end up fluctuating. Here, you're talking about either the 3 or the 4 seed. And to us, you know, I think that, you know, you could sit here and try to play all these different things. You know, we got to be ready to go. And somebody's coming in here that's going to be an excellent team that earned an opportunity to be in the postseason. And if you want to.
That's Sean McVay talking about his decision yesterday to bench some of his starters, including his starting quarterback. Definitely drew the attention of some in the building over in Ashburn. The Commanders don't know who they'll play. They're gunning for the 6th seed. Dan Quinn says they're going to do everything they can to beat the Cowboys. Seeding is important to them. I know that probably for the most homerish of us as fans, we want to think that Sean McVay doesn't want to see Washington, that he'd rather play Detroit with their banged-up defense than the Commanders. And we could tell ourselves that and make us feel good, but really, he's trying to keep his guys healthy. He's getting ready for the playoffs. The question, though, for you right now at 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny is, who do the Commanders have a better chance to beat? They have not won a playoff game since 05. They have a great opportunity to change that coming up next weekend. Who would you rather them play, the Bucs or the Rams? I posted this poll during the break at Grant H. Paulson. About 400 respondents in the first couple of minutes here. 59% of people are saying Washington would have a better chance to beat the Rams than the Bucs.
It's my answer, and it's one of those where I'm doing a Michael Scott cringe gif as I say it, because again, there's no easy road here. They'll be underdogs no matter where they go, especially because you have to go on the road. But to me, it's the Rams, even though they've won 5 straight. To me, it's Tampa's offense is so good that Washington's best chance is, okay, Jaden Daniels be Superman, and that's too much to ask. You can get away with it for a couple of weeks as they're Jaden Daniels and O over the last 3 games, but I don't know in a playoff game, dude. Like, you got to have something easy. Somebody's got to help you out. And maybe Austin Eckler coming back could be that thing. But to me, Tampa could score with you, especially since they've let Bucky Irving go and be unleashed instead of, you know, Rashad White sort of sliding around for 3 yards of carry. That dude's a beast. Baker Mayfield's playing the best football of his career. Should be a Pro Bowler. Should be a borderline MVP candidate, to be honest with you, with what's happened in Tampa. That offense, to me, scares me. Averaging 33 a game here over their last 6. And there's plenty there. I mean, if you look at the Rams, their one big offensive output over the last month plus was against Buffalo, that epic 44-42 game. And you associate Sean McVay and Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and Kyron Williams and company with great offense, but it's a lot of 20, 21, 12, 19, 13, their most recent win against Arizona. To me, that bodes a little bit better that they're not flying high on that side of the ball coming into the postseason. I believe in Washington's ability, especially with Daniels playing the way that he is, to move it and score on anybody at some point. That's why it's slightly leaned towards LA for me.
I think they have a better chance of beating the Bucs than the Rams. I feel opposite you. I'd rather play Tampa Bay. My reasoning is I think both quarterbacks are similar in that they'll give you a chance to make some plays on the ball. Baker Mayfield leads the NFL in turnover-worthy plays with 25. Matthew Stafford's in the top 4, by the way, with 21, and they have about the same percentage in terms of pass attempts, turnover-worthy plays. Baker Mayfield's made a few fewer big-time throws than Stafford, who's had, you know, slightly better year in those numbers. Now, Mayfield, obviously, with 39 touchdowns to go along with his 15 picks. As you said, on a heater, has been incredible, had an amazing season, has established himself now in this second phase of his career as a franchise quarterback, and he deserves all the credit for that. But I think the Rams do the things Washington struggled with defensively better. I am petrified of the possibility of having to deal with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua with this secondary in these corners right now. It is possible Lattimore's back, but if he isn't, oh my God. Like, what are we talking about? Michael Davis on Puka Nacua? Cooper Kupp? No, thank you. It's not like Mike Evans would be a treat to have to deal with.
Yeah, that's not any fun either.
But the receiver room down the way is just, it's less depth, it's less scary. You have two elite all-pro type wide receivers for the Rams. Not a matchup I like. And they can run the ball with Kyren Williams. Mm-hmm. Washington has not been very good at stopping the run. They're also good in the outside zone game. I think that, as you saw with Atlanta, and Bijan Robinson, is a big deal as well. So, for all of those reasons, most of them, I'm just looking at Washington's defense, because to you, I have the confidence in their offense to move the ball against both of those two teams. I would say I would rather play the Bucs than the Rams. It's also easier travel. You don't have to go cross-country. I think there's something to that. When you're flying out on a Saturday, playing on a Sunday, I know you're gaining time, not losing it, but it's much easier to stay on your own coast, play on your own time zone. So give me Tampa Bay and a Todd Bowles coach team, respectfully, over the Rams coached by Super Bowl champion Sean McVay. Let's not forget it was just last year in that Detroit-Tampa Bay game when Todd Bowles had a terrible gaffe at the end of the game with timing, if you remember. And it was like an ugly way to finish their season. I just don't think they're quite as well coached from a head coaching standpoint as the Rams are.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.